This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian and British officials warned that Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties as they try to make headway in capturing eastern Ukraine, and fierce prolonged fighting depletes forces and resources on both sides. Russian bombers have likely been launching heavy 1960s-era anti-ship missiles in Ukraine, the UK Defense Ministry said, and the KH-22 missiles were primarily designed to destroy aircraft carriers using a nuclear warhead. When used in ground attacks with conventional warheads, they are highly inaccurate and therefore can cause severe collateral damage and casualties, according to the ministry. Both sides have expanded large amounts of weaponry in what has become a grinding war of attrition for the eastern region of coal mines and factories known as the Donbas, placing huge strains on their resources and stockpiles. Russia is likely using a 5.5-ton anti-ship missile because it's running short of more precise modern missiles, according to the British ministry. It gave no details of where exactly such missiles are thought to have been deployed. The family of a British man condemned to death for fighting for Ukraine says it is devastated by the outcome of what it termed a show trial and called for him to be released. A court in the separatist proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic of Ukraine convicted two British fighters and one Moroccan on Thursday of seeking the violent overthrow of power, an offense punishable by death in the Eastern Territory. The men were also convicted of mercenary activities and terrorism. In a statement issued on Saturday, the family of the British citizen Sean Pinner said the 48-year-old has lived in Ukraine for 4 years as a Ukrainian wife and served as a Marine with Ukraine's 36th Brigade. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's defense minister accused the United States on Sunday of trying to hijack the support of countries in the Asia-Pacific region to turn them against Beijing, saying Washington is seeking to advance its own interests under the guise of multilateralism. The defense minister, General Wei Fengyi, lashed out at the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, rejecting his, as he called, smearing accusation the day before at the Shangri-La dialogue that China was causing instability with its claim to the self-governing island of Taiwan and its destabilizing military activity in the area. Austin had stressed the need for multilateral partnerships with nations in the Indo-Pacific, which Wei suggested was an attempt to back China into a corner. Thousands of people rallied on the National Mall in Washington and across the U.S. in a renewed push for gun control measures. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
David Hogg, March for Our Lives co-founder and Parkland school shooting survivor, told the crowd the Uvalde Elementary School shooting should be a rallying call.
If our government can't do anything to stop 19 kids from being killed and slaughtered in their own school and decapitated, it's time to change who is in government.
On the tarmac in California, President Biden said the message has to get to Congress.
Look, this has to become an election issue.
End gun violence.
In New York, Mayor Adams led activists chanting end gun violence across the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm Julie Walker.
Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro and Iran's hardline president have signed a 20-year cooperation agreement in Tehran. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The agreement Saturday comes after Maduro praised the Islamic Republic for sending badly needed fuel to his nation despite U.S. sanctions. Maduro made comments to that effect in an interview with Iranian state media after his arrival Friday for a two-day visit. It's Maduro's first visit to Iran. Tensions across the Middle East are high over the collapse of Iran's nuclear deal with world powers, as U.S. sanctions and rising global food prices choke Iran's ailing economy. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And recapping our top story, Ukrainian and British officials have warned that the Russian forces are relying on weapons able to cause mass casualties as they try to make headway in capturing eastern Ukraine, and fierce prolonged fighting depletes resources on both sides. There's more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.